New details are emerging after a deadly mass shooting at Toronto's largest Latin street festival yesterday. Two people were killed. Several others were injured after gunfire erupted. Witnesses say the crowd was celebrating music and dancing when reports of an active shooter sent people running. You can see it right here in this video. Police recovered two guns, but have no one in custody as they search for the shooter or shooters involved. The death toll from last month's devastating earthquakes in Venezuela has climbed to over 4,300 people, with close to 17,000 injured. The twin quakes back on June 24th, measuring up to 7.2 and 7.5 magnitude, were the strongest the country has experienced in more than a century. Thousands are now living in temporary shelters, while others remain without homes. You can help the people affected by the Venezuela earthquakes. Just head to redcross.org/ABC or scan that QR code that is on your screen right now. Funds will be used to prepare for, respond to, and help people recover from disaster. It has been almost 20 years since Mark Ballas, who was 21 at the time, was introduced as the newest pro on Dancing with the Stars. And now Mark is stepping into a different role in the dancing world, as a judge on the new show, Dancing with the Stars, The Next Pro. George Pinocchio has more on the show, which premieres tomorrow right here on 6ABC.
I think it's a great way to understand what it takes to be a pro on Dancing with the Stars.
Mark Ballas is renowned dance champion mom, Shirley, and rotating guest judges will select the next pro dancer to join the ballroom when Dancing with the Stars returns in the fall.
You are really getting to know their story, what inspires them, how long have they been dancing, what style of dancing, how educated are they in Latin, what else do they bring to the table, what's versatile about them. It's vital you create a routine that's exciting for the TV audience at home, not just for a traditional ballroom judge like that one over there.
That one is Mom Shirley Ballas.
My mom's not going to tell you, well, I don't like it. She will tell you, I don't like it. Here's why. Because she's so accomplished in her field. She is so knowledgeable about Latin American ballroom dancing that she can give you constructive feedback that is simple, concise, and to the point that you can take further.
You have the most fantastic posture.
Thank you.
What you did, different foot patterns, different leg actions, awesome.
You have to be able to adapt. And if you can't and you go into panic mode, that's usually when the ship starts sinking.
As a pro on Dancing with the Stars, Mark knows what he's talking about. He's won the Mirrorball Trophy with different celebrities four times now. He's also thrilled the show is back in the running at the Emmys for Best Reality Competition Series, the first time in 10 years. Mark is also heading back to Broadway to play Billy Flynn again in Chicago. The musical marks his third starring role on Broadway.
As a child, what got me into entertainment was theater. You know, I started going to theater school when I was a little boy. My nan used to take me on the train every Saturday from age 4 to 10.
Mark's been acting, singing, and dancing since he was a kid. Now, at 40, his resume has expanded again as a judge on Dancing with the Stars, The Next Pro.
It's nice to sit back and, like, you know, not be breaking the sweat for 2 hours every day, you know, so that I enjoyed that.
And we hope you enjoy the show. In Los Angeles, George Pinocchio for ABC News.
All right, time now. I'm going to check on that AccuWeather forecast. We were talking about Dancing with the Stars as that was on. Yeah, I love Mark. It's great. He's a great pro. I also love the sunshine, and I'm really glad it's
You know what,
convenient.
Caroline? Take it outside. Go dance under the sunshine.
Okay, there we go.
Caroline's your next pro on Dancing with the Stars. Spoiler alert.
I'm going to take you live outside right now. Our Temple University camera showcasing the Center City skyline down Broad Street here. The sun is out. We've got some high thin cirrus clouds above. But the next big thing are those subtle changes showing up in our daylight. Yes, you may notice it in the morning if you're that early riser, but maybe in the evenings you've started to see the change. It's been really minimal, but now that we're past the summer solstice, I do have to let you know that today is the last 8:30 sunset until June of next year. Hard pill to swallow. Our final 8 o'clock sunset happens just about a month from now on August 13th. And on September 7th, Labor Day, our sunsets will be before 7:30. Between now and Labor Day, we lose alone 1 hour and 7 minutes of evening daylight. So there will be changes to the morning. I know some of you love the bright morning, some of you like the dark evenings. It's a little bit of a mixed bag when it comes to reactions on that. But summertime, it's still here and it's going to show off this week again. More of this easterly wind component, keeping temperatures pretty uniform at this hour. It's 77 in Ocean City, 78 for Philadelphia, also 77 in Quakertown, Allentown, a little cooler out west in Lancaster at 73 degrees. High pressure is becoming our friend, and it's going to hang with us in the days to come, too. Yesterday's issue was this cold front. It was north of us, and it swung to the south slowly. And that's what sparked those severe thunderstorm warnings across the area. And that's where those microbursts from Montgomery into Philadelphia County came from. Winds there were 60 to 70 miles per hour. The unsettled weather stays well to our south, but it's still a little sticky this morning, especially in our far southern zones. We get that slight dip in the humidity for the city at 87 degrees, 85 through the Lehigh Valley. Some sunshine down the shore after a bright start, more afternoon clouds, a moderate risk of rip currents. And there's that moderate risk of rip currents that will continue into the day tomorrow, especially if we don't really budge that wind direction. Overnight, low to middle 60s. So, if you want to give the energy bill a break, you can open up the windows and let some of that fresh air in. The issue at hand is just that the winds turn calm to light. So, there's not a huge stir out there, but we've got clear skies above. Tomorrow, temperatures already around 80 degrees by 11 o'clock in the morning, around 70 for your 7 o'clock commute. Bring the sunglasses, you'll want them to fight the sun glare. Up to 87 degrees tomorrow afternoon, mostly sunny, and it's comfortable for July standards. If you are having plans to make your way down to South Philadelphia tomorrow for the Home Run Derby, no weather issues. And that continues into the All-Star game on Tuesday. First pitch there is at 8 o'clock, despite our high temperature back in the low 90s. First pitch will be in the upper 80s. 98 degrees are high on Wednesday. Heat indices anywhere between 100 to 105. So if you don't want to be out in the high heat of this week, Wednesday's your indoor day. You can get back outside maybe on Friday as temperatures start to budge. But heat wave number 5 is official on Thursday at 94 degrees. We're back in the upper 80s, possibly on Saturday. But when we break this heat dome, then we start to see storm chances. So those could be back on Friday and Saturday.
Man, so to get back to normal, we have
So
to.
again, go dance in the sunshine.
Yes, we will all go out tonight and dance. It'll be
Damn, I'll follow your lead.
Perfect.
Be right back.
At Giant, we believe saving on groceries should be simple with simply low prices and bonus bonds. Stir fry to snap the boxes. Shop Giant, save.
Shop simply low prices now on items like Giant brand pasta, 10 for $10.
I think we'll see one today.
The bump that we're looking for. We see one every day. We're billionaires.
Still Casino Rewards Club. It has rewards for all starting day one. And with reward boxes and weekly bonus packs, we never have to wait for our next round. Oh, it's
Loads of rewards, nothing rare about it. FanDuel Casino. This color green will change the way you think about hospice.
We have what we call quality of life programs, veteran recognition, mock journals, and gift of a day. It's more than what Medicare requires. It's what we believe is important.
Crossroads Hospice. Expect more from us. We do.
You know who to call when you need a plumber. Now, Len the Plumber offers air conditioning help too, with same-day cooling services that keep your life moving.
So,
You know, it didn't cost so much today.
Gas, groceries, even fun times.
You know, getting away should not break the bank.
Here's a hack. Don't go on the weekend.
Talking on Mountain Dew Beer.
Same views.
Lower prices.
Fewer people, and we're so close.
That's still worth it.
Honestly, even better. I love Mountain Dew.
You and your wife deserve a break.
I'll take that.
Maybe you could get the bracing.
Visit photomedicine.com.
My dog got
canned
for the week.
Wow, that was a big deal. We got a big deal, too.
Okay. See that brand new Hyundai Santa Fe over there? We only paid.
Listen,
I can't get the voice.
Oh, okay. Can I get you your bagel?
Yeah, I was going to come down.
I'll get it. More coffee. Yeah. Fresh coffee. Go stay right here.
Damn,
I'm get your voice.
I can't get it.
Hold on.
I tried three different times.
Sorry.
I'm staying on my phone today.
Save bigger. This week's Made in PA segment showcases a local restaurant chain that is all local, all the time. Christy Aletto features New Days Cafe, a place that has grown since its start in 1979.
Well, the chain restaurant. What side is your volume?
You have it
right there. Right here?
All the way up. I went in settings and Zoom and the microphone's on. I don't know why.
It's them.
It's them.
Yep.
As a single location.
XLJ, thanks, LJ.
Probably the first 5 years.
That was 1979 at the Radnor location.
Ushering.
He says it began as a spot for cheesesteak, hoagies, and shakes.
Love takeout, parachute seating.
One tiny cafe has now grown into a 16 location stores across the Philly suburb. What is the menu? Pretty much everything is grown or sourced right here in Pennsylvania from the suppliers to the farmers. For almost 5 decades, he says it was imperative that everything was local.
We tried over 30 years of suppliers that also operate out of Pennsylvania. One of my food suppliers, Stanley Marble, is a core generation old company, and they supply me eggs, bacon from Lancaster County, gets a dairy from Lehigh Valley. And along with that, we also buy local produce, Lamont Coffee, with a roast of coffee right in Westchester.
Menus ranging from various omelets to a half a dozen styles of pancakes and lunch menu items. The number one seller at the moment, the breakfast burrito.
We put that on the menu a few years ago, and it still seems to be very popular.
Yep, what's your name?
The show. The 15 restaurants today employ 400 Pennsylvanians, both full and part time. 50 years after opening his first cafe.
You want both pieces, one piece?
No, I'll have both. That part of my stomach feels fine now.
For more Made in PA stories like this, you can head to our website, fixabc.com/MadeinPA.
Every city has a way of doing things, and in Philadelphia, respect isn't given, it's earned. By showing up, working hard, and standing by your word. I am Tommy Bell, founder of A1 Garage Door Service. At A1 Garage Door Service, fixing your garage doors is what we do. But making your life easier and your home safer is why we do it. Families trust us because we deliver. And we'd be honored to earn your trust, too.
Jeffy Ambrogio, Destination Downtown is officially the number one Jeep and Ram dealer in the USA. Number one because of best price, best selection, and best buying experience. New Wrangler, $34,995. New Ram, $38,000. New Jeep, $149 a month. Ram Cherokee, $249 a month. Ram Shock for just $339 a month. Wrangler, $249 a month. Zero down and 0% available. Get on down to Downtown to get more and save more. If you want it for less, you've got to see Jeff. Hurry in for the number one sales event in the USA going on now. Shop 24/7 at GoJeffAuto.com. The Brandywine Valley is historic by nature.
Talking number two, Chester County, Brandywine Valley, 1 hour from Philadelphia.
From revolutionary relic to founding family. Discover our history and then make your own. Art, adventurous, and local charm. In the Brandywine Valley, memorable moments come naturally.
Book a day with untimed tickets to Longwood Garden at BrandyWineValley.com. Step into Refresherland with Dunkin' Refreshers. Kick back with black cherry, golden tart. New flavors are right around the bend, like our latest pink pineapple with tropical refresh. Dunkin' Refreshers, a world of delicious flavors to choose from. Don't have the time you need to get the dental care you want? We get it. At Universal Dentistry, we've invested in advanced technology that offers more options, and that means quality dental care and less visits.
Saving you time and money. If you're tired of going to the dentist and getting treatment plans for $20,000, $30,000, $30,000, there's only one thing left to do.
Insist on quality.
Insist on affordability.
Insist on Universal Dentistry.
6ABC's True to Me, Finding Pets a Loving Home, is sponsored by Fort Lomanis, Injury Law.
In this week's Shelter Me, we introduce you to a corgi with a personality that will steal the spotlight. Remy is ready to share her joy with her forever family. Here's Seth Waitainen with the story. May Cammy is here from South Jersey Corgi Rescue with this adorable girl, Remy. Oh my gosh, she's so cute and so lovable. 4 years old, tell me about her.
She has such a calm, sweet demeanor, but can be very, like, crazy when she needs to be. She just loves people, so wants to be with her all of the time. She does really well with kids. She's very food motivated. Loves food, so always be around food. She loves to be the center of attention. She's lived with dogs in the past, but she's had some instances where she doesn't do well with some dogs. And so with the right home, I think that she would do well with another dog in the house. I would recommend a male dog for her.
Okay.
Otherwise, she would do well as the star of the show because, as you can tell, she loves people. Yeah, so she'll be around them all of the time.
Just perfect. And again, people probably don't understand the Corgis that much where they're little, but they're active. I mean,
she didn't expect you. So let me go in. Thank you. Come in. I'm fine. I'm not contagious. I just had a bad belly. Where did you get all those tattoos? Come up here. Let me see. Come up here and talk to me.
Look at this manzo tattoo.
Let me see. Where did you get those? Oh, my God. You have a full sleeve. That's what they call it when your whole arm is done. A full sleeve.
And this shit. Why do I have a pillow right here?
Oh, because it was just earlier I wasn't feeling good, so I put the pillow there. Why? I was leaning against it. So tell me about your day yesterday. Let me see your...
Very good.
You made this at Mia's party? I love it!
And it has some broccoli.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It's beautiful. And you got mermaid tail.
Mm-hmm.
Was her party a mermaid theme?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. That's great. Where'd you get this one? Did you make this one?
Mm-hmm. Today before we went.
Oh boy, you're a bracelet making machine. Maybe you should start making them, put them aside and start selling them.
Yeah.
And make some money.
Uh-huh.
Right?
I always don't get the beads in on the screen on one time because the holes are very tiny.
Yes. How is that? God bless you. God bless you. Here. You need the blow after that? Did you have an Oreo cookie before you came down?
Yeah.
What's your sister up to?
Yeah.
Goodbye.
and see the Zoom picture.
For church, but I can't get any sound. I think they're having problems. I should have texted Uncle LJ in the beginning. They all missed you yesterday.
Why?
Because you were at a party. You couldn't go to Ben's party.
Why didn't I go to Ben's party?
Because you were at Mia's party. He had an early party this time.
Mommy said I can go there if I want to.
Yeah, but you were having too much fun at Mia's party. You were still at Mia's party.
No, Mommy said.
Oh, yeah, another time you could go up to Uncle Ryan. Yeah, keep it down.
Said it too hard. And party.
Well, well. Oh, God. Do I get a hug? Sit, look at my bracelet, you made me.
Gorgeous.
Coming here and
green
eyes.
Yeah.
Enjoy the forecast for once for some of them.
Hey, good. What else can I get you?
Nothing. Okay.
Let's do it. The all-star event. We have up here down the shore today. There's a moderate risk of rip current.
He's scared so. He's scared so when it came up.
Yeah.
For Philadelphia, it's seasonable at 87 degrees. And the good news and the difference between yesterday and today, outside of that localized severe weather threat yesterday, is the fact that humidity is finally dropping. Philadelphia has actually touched 80 degrees. Outlying communities up and along I-95, for the most part, in the upper 70s, from Medford at 77, will match that in Malvern to Allentown. It's now 81 in Newfield. It is 76 right now in Cape May. High pressure is going to be our best friend here in the coming days. That's ushering in a change of pace with our air map, so that drier air surging into view. The unsettled weather down through the mid-Atlantic. If you're headed out to brunch, Sunday service, temperatures lifting into the middle 80s early this afternoon. 87 degrees by 4, 5 o'clock. Additional clouds this afternoon at times, but tomorrow essentially a copy and paste of today. I actually think it's brighter. So make those outdoor plans. Today's the pick of the weekend. We've got 90s in the forecast and yet another heat wave. More details on that coming up in just a few minutes. Caroline?
We cannot escape the heat. Peyton, thank you. We continue to follow developing news this morning. Cleanup continues across the region after powerful storms raced through the area in a matter of minutes yesterday. Overnight, Philadelphia Mayor Sherrod Parker announced a declaration of disaster emergency because of all the damage in the city. A state of emergency declared on the main line was lifted this morning. And right now, PECO is busy working to restore power after thousands of customers were affected by outages. Action News reporter Sharifa Jackson is live for us in West Philadelphia this morning, surveying some of the damage there. Sharifa?
Yeah, Caroline, at this moment, about 9,300 people, they're still impacted and do not have power. But as far as the cleanup, we know overnight it's been a lot of work, but there's still so much to do. We're in West Philadelphia now, about 56 in Thompson, and every few blocks we can find just a street that is completely blocked off because of massive trees like this one that you can see here. You can Philadelphia, Sharifa Jackson, Channel 6, Action News. Caroline?
That is the most important news in the entire story. Sharifa, thank you so much. We continue to follow breaking news this morning that will shape the landscape in Washington. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham has died. His office released a statement saying he passed away after a brief and sudden illness. They did not provide any additional details.
Graham served in the U.S. House before becoming a senator in 2002. He was chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee and Budget Committee and one of the Republican Party's leading voices on foreign policy. He was just in Ukraine on Friday to meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky. President Trump posted about Graham overnight, saying that he was always working and was a true American patriot. Lindsey Graham was 71 years old. Happening today, Pennsylvania lawmakers are set to vote on the state's overdue budget. Governor Josh Shapiro proposed a $53.3 billion spending plan earlier this year. It included increased funding for education, transit, and public safety. The budget, which was due on June 30th, was approved by the Democratic-controlled House, but it's yet to pass the Republican-controlled Senate. Lawmakers are reportedly discussing an almost $51 billion deal, which is down from the governor's original proposal. Voting is set to take place at noon. Happening today, the road to the MLB All-Star Game continues across Philadelphia. Phillies legends Ryan Howard, Jimmy Rollins, and Shane Victorino return to Citizens Bank Park. They will captain the debut of Major League Baseball's new All-Star 3-on-3 with celebrities like Eagles offensive tackle Jordan Mailata and former Eagles receiver T.O. A Phillies-themed Liberty Bell will also be unveiled by artist Andre Chaney, while our own Jason Dumas hosts the Game Changers Awards brunch honoring some of baseball's biggest names. Meantime, the MLB All-Star Village is in full swing at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. This afternoon at 1 o'clock, Top Chef host Kristen Kish takes center stage for the MLB All-Star Week Cheesesteak Competition, celebrating Philly's most famous dish. Fans can enjoy interactive exhibits and baseball-themed experiences at the Village through Tuesday. Action News reporter Becca Hendrickson has the details.
A once-in-a-lifetime chance for Phillies fans to hear their own names called in the MLB draft. Eight-year-old Ashton was all smiles getting his picture taken in his jersey. It's one of many interactive attractions at MLB All-Star Village.
Great scene. Like, as soon as we walked in, everything's super eye-catching. It just gives the boys an opportunity to fall in love more with the game of baseball.
The four-day event, which is part of MLB All-Star Week, opened to the public at 10 a.m. at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. The theme was Philadelphia neighborhoods, and it was quickly crowded with more than 5,000 fans in the first hour.
They wanted us to make sure that everyone has something to do so that the whole family can come out. The goal of All-Star Village is to have everyone enjoy with their family.
From taking pictures with the world's biggest baseball to visiting the All-Star Clubhouse and seeing Christopher Sanchez and Kyle Schwarber's lockers to participating in a VR home run derby, the Village features something for...
Did they walk down the arm?
Yeah. Put on your VR headset and you're transported to Citizens Bank Park where you can hit home runs just like Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber, hopefully, in the derby on Tuesday.
The center of All-Star Village is, of course,
it's the All-Star game.
Tuesday night. Home run derby is tonight night.
The youngest fans can play in their own All-Star game. That's where 9-year-old Nicholas got to field ground balls in front of his proud uncle. While some kids get bad in practice, others took a tour through baseball history and saw on this year's home run derby championship change. Organizers say holding this in Philadelphia, the week of the 50th anniversary of America, which some of the greatest fans of baseball is shaping up to be an All-Star Week to remember.
There's so much patriotism, so much hometown pride, and so much love for baseball. You know, we're having a great time.
All-Star Village runs through Tuesday at the Convention Center. Becca Hendrickson, Channel 6 Action News.
The time now is 10:09. Coming up next here on Action News, Philly Proud. Our soccer team from South Jersey.
How much do you think the hot dogs are up to now that Angus beat Hot Dogs?
And before we have
take a wild guess. I was shocked.
$10.
$9. Let me see what the other hot dogs were at. Giant. Or brought them at Weiss, I think.
You went to Weiss?
Yeah.
I didn't look at their ad. Did they have coffee on sale?
I don't know.
Could have lost
the to see what I paid for the hot dogs at Weiss. I think that the gluten free hot dogs were only $6.
Kicking into high gear this summer as we welcome the world to the city of brotherly love.
What did Steph say?
I didn't talk to her. He only came up to do my bracelet.
Chewy brings people and communities together just like our golden arches. We encourage you to enjoy every moment. We can't wait to see you.
Sponsored by McDonald's restaurants across parts of New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Delaware.
I said, you should start making them and sell them outside.
Use your voice. You want to support your community like 6ABC, sharing your stories, bringing us together. Channel 6 is proudly serving for more than 75 years. Every day, we commit to inform, entertain, and...
Mass still going on?
Yeah.
Questioning our commitment to the community.
You see Karen in there?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, right there.
Kim?
Yep. I saw her. OJ's.
That's right. We offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers in all shapes and sizes.
Anybody else how you felt?
I could, I text Karen and told her I wasn't going to be at church. I feel better. I'll tell LJ I'll do his, but he's doing it sleep, so I'll do it.
Take advantage of an additional $1,500 off plus
Garrett.
For 18 months.
What?
I'll do it with Garrett. LJ did mine. I'll do him. If you guys next week.
And this week's Philly Proud, members of the South Jersey Soccer Club wear their hearts on their sleeves and Coach Dan's name on their back. The beloved father, friend, and mentor passed away suddenly last year. Action News community journalist Mateo Anisi shares how the team from Vineland has pressed on in his name.
For a game with salt, like, do it for Dan, do it for Coach Dan.
Chip it, drop four, let's go.
Danny was my dad. He was also my soccer coach. One of the funniest people you'll ever meet, always had a smile on his face.
I love that picture. My husband Danny was larger than life. Quickly went from just being a coach to becoming vice president at Cohansey Soccer Club. This is the trophy from last year, just a few weeks before he passed.
It being one of our last memories, it was a really good one.
Danny passed last year of a heart-related issue at the age of 41. This was right before the
beginning. Look at the size of
him. Yeah, I know. That's going to be Bob.
We're all shocked.
Does Karen have any heart issues?
We got, I just put on a jersey and just kept saying this is for him. We play as a team for him, and we always keep him in the back of our mind in like big competitions of how proud he would be of us.
Yeah.
It was hard to envision anything without him, and the team adapted extremely well after a few months. Had a lot of success this past season. They actually qualified for 2 national championships coming up in July. We have Utah coming up in the USYS National Championship Series. Good. Keep going, Jake.
Obviously, he was trying to go win it all, do it in my dad's name. Even though he's not here right now to tell me, I can feel it. I can hope that he's proud of me and the whole team.
Anybody else set up last night?
Yeah.
Weekend Weather and Sky 6 takes a live look over the Margate Fishing Pier. A beautiful shot on this Sunday. It seems like the shore is once again going to be the spot to be with all of this heat that's coming in later this week.
Yeah, a little escape obviously built in there. The ocean temperature continues to warm. We're now with sea surface temperatures in the low to middle 70s. So
did you drink any coffee?
Temperatures today will be seasonable.
Make sure that's high enough. I don't want to make it too hot.
And the good news,
that's get hotter.
If we dip the humidity, and it's going to remain comfortable at least into the day tomorrow. Now, humidity goes up a touch midweek, but it's the 90s that really make their comeback. In fact, Wednesday, the core of the warmth will be closer to the triple digit mark. We'll likely feel anywhere between 100 to 105 degrees. Now, we've got that measure of moisture just in the humid category. Earlier today, when I came in real dark and early, it was in that tropical category. We continue to see temperatures lift. The humidity levels will mix out. It's going to feel better by this afternoon with those blue skies above the battleship New Jersey. So while we've made it to 80 for some communities along I-95, we're not far from it. Ocean City at 79 degrees. We've reached 79 also in Reading. So pretty uniform across the area right now. We've got more of this easterly, northeasterly flow, and that's helping usher in changes. When it comes to the drier air, it already feels much more comfortable in the Poconos, still a little sticky in our far southern zones. As unsettled weather continues from the mid-Atlantic back into the Tennessee Valley, that's where there's a flood threat in place today. But high pressure, it's going to take over, and it's going to stay with us through the day tomorrow. So a mix of sun and clouds,
84 degrees for the Lehigh Valley. That slight dip in the humidity for the city at 87. Lower 80s, close to 80, really either side there as you make your way down the shore. Just close.
I'm going to tell them not to come for dinner. You don't feel good.
Okay. You're fine.
All right, just wait and see. I'm not saying anything about dinner. I'm not inviting anybody to see how you feel.
Open up the windows. Mike won't come.
We keep the humidity levels
low, coming up.
Very manageable, but low to middle 60s across the area under starry skies, thanks to high pressure still being near.
I think that until 3 o'clock there.
We're kidding.
No.
What are they doing? I must have went back up to Dave's.
Anywhere right along the Pennsylvania Turnpike, middle 80s. For Philadelphia, it's south 87 degrees, 83. For
that's what I heard. That's what time I heard him come in. So
I was sound asleep. Like I tell you, first like 3 hours, I'm good.
Maybe it's through the evening. You're arriving there just in time for the home run derby that starts at 8 o'clock. Temperatures eventually going from the upper
80s today.
To the low 80s for the derby event. Under starry skies, it is going to be a great night for baseball. And we'll repeat it on Tuesday in your exclusive AccuWeather 7-day forecast. So 87 today, carbon copy tomorrow, but brighter skies for your Monday. 93 on Tuesday, 98 degrees, the peak of the heat on Wednesday, feeling a smidgen warmer. 94 on Thursday, heat wave number 5 is official. As the Phillies take on the Mets, it will be a warm one. 92 degrees as that heat starts to fade. And based on how we break down that heat, will determine our next storm chance. It could be Friday, but it could hold off until Saturday. What's not going to hold off is more action news coming up right after the break.
Philly Cloud Up is sponsored by Visit Philadelphia. Discover countless reasons to be Philly proud at visitphilly.com.
Leading with love. That's the curriculum at a local elementary school.
I got your boar shed honey maple today. That's a giant.
Any space that we walk into, we all deserve to be received with love.
Hey, man. So, he's spreading that Philly love.
I need to get for an allergy pill.
Shout out to Bay
Elephant. Weiss also had the pasta on sale, 5 for $5.
Mm-hmm.
So I got 4 for $5. 2 angel hairs, 1 penne, and 1 of those twisty things.
Are rolling into Philadelphia with strong winds and lightning strikes.
It's go time.
Hi, I'm Tommy Mello here from A1.
Yeah, that breakfast looked pretty good today, but you lost your side cook, huh? Yes, yesterday. Oh, yeah. Yep. That's what I figured.
Dear America, get to Toyota's.
Oh, there you go. Uh-huh. Oh, okay. How's the weather down there? Up here, it's really nice. Beautiful down there? Yeah. No, nothing. Not too. Just hanging around, just going to the pool, probably. Easy meal today. Just hamburgers, hot dogs. That's it. Yeah.
Tommy Mello from A1.
Yeah. So how'd your son make out over the party? Get everything done? Everybody?
Just the way Z and Bugs
yeah.
are getting
yeah. in. Good, good.
Your rough port is in need of a
repair. Really? Wow. Get out.
He's got a nice win yesterday and have one more game to go.
Oh, really? Yeah. Hey, good food.
Sunday sports wrap.
Get out. Who? From the boot?
Good morning, everyone.
I saw them before. Yeah.
Under John Mattingly.
Yeah. Yep.
That bullpen specifically has been pretty brutal.
Yep.
Well, Saturday, yep. They looked to even the score with the Tigers.
Did you get a slice?
1-0. JT Realmuto.
Get out. Holy cow. Yeah. That's nice.
Later in the inning, Derek Hill.
Good.
That's an RBI single. He's been great for the Phillies since coming over.
Yeah, stay down there a little bit. That's where you have the house. You know what I mean? Talk to you, bye.
He went 7 innings, struck out 7.
They didn't go down for the weekends.
Well, if they do go down, they go down on Sundays.
Oh.
Say Sunday through whatever.
The convention center downtown and the Phillies, they took a high school kid in the first round. They selected Tyler Spangler, a shortstop out of De La Salle High School out there in the Bay Area. We caught up with ESPN MLB senior insider Jeff Passan after the pick.
When you're picking where the Phillies are, it's a little bit more difficult to get the polished guy who also has the ceiling. And Tyler Spangler for a long time.
Got to check.
This could be the type of player who makes the big leagues. This could be the type of player who's an absolute star.
Yeah, we'll just have to wait and see. All right, the newest Sixer made an appearance at the Sixers Summer League game. Jaylen Brown was on hand to watch his new squad. It's an exciting time to be a Sixers fan.
How did the Bengals say, okay? Did you eat it? Half of it?
I ate the whole thing.
Okay. You want more coffee?
No, I still got this. This is my second cup. That's the last.
LeBaron Pylon Jr. is the still going the other way. Shifty guy with the left. Sixers go on to win 100-93. Alrighty, that's your look at sports. Have a great Sunday, everyone.
Action News Sports is sponsored by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers, a proud partner of 6ABC and Philadelphia Sports. Toyota, let's go places. Chester County's Brandywine Valley is historic by nature. Memorable moments come naturally. Just a drive away in Philadelphia's countryside. Good day with untouched tickets to Longwood Garden at BrandywineValley.com.
On Debut of the Stars, Jeanette Rowe. 12 of the best dancers join me for the audition of a lifetime.
I'm here to win.
This is what hunger looks like.
Nothing is going to stop me.
Billy's putting the no in the rhino.
Any luck over there?
We don't need luck. We're trillionaires.
Yeah, FanDuel Casino Rewards Club has rewards for all, starting day one. So I'm pretty sure we'll see some.
Rhinos? Hold on.
Loads of rewards, nothing rare about it. FanDuel Casino. This color green will change the way you think about hospice.
We have what we call quality of life programs, veteran recognition, live journals, and gift of the day. It's more than what Medicare requires, it's what we believe is important.
Crossroads Hospice. Expect more from us. We do.
At Orla Madness, we eat, sleep, and breathe personal injury. Our clients are our family, and we protect our family.
People can rely on us as if they could rely on a family member. We know exactly what to do. That's what people call us.
Discover exquisite handmade rugs at Home Rugs Gallery in Bryn Mawr. Choose from their wide selection of new, modern, and antique rugs from all over the world. Each one crafted to elevate and transform your space. Right now, for a limited time, enjoy 40 to 60% off all rugs store-wide. Plus, Home Rugs Gallery will match or beat any competitor's prices. Visit our showroom or explore online at homerugsgallery.com. Elevate your space today at Home Rugs Gallery, where every rug feels like home. Closed captioning is sponsored by Rafferty Subaru. We support Subaru Loves Pets through the Providence Animal Center, finding homes for over 250 pets. It's all about you at Rafferty Subaru.
10:24 on your Sunday morning. Temperatures today make their way back into the mid to upper 80s. It's slightly less humid, just around 80 down the shore. We catch a break from the 90s tomorrow again.